tell us last night, the schedule comes out, and you guys already know who you're playing, and you know a lot of the parameters of it. Is it exciting for you to find out where and when your night games are, who your home openers against, who your last games against? Do you like finding that stuff out?
I mean, you like to know, you know, where you're playing and, you know, what's the dates like and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, you already know the home and away. I mean, it was good to see the schedule come out last night.
More importantly for you, CJ, and the rest of the Bills, is now you're starting to do off-season workouts with a new coach, a new coaching staff, and a new quarterback, Kevin Cobb. How have you been finding that?
It's been going great. You know, we've been out there almost 3 weeks now, so guys been really buying into it. I think guys pushing each other to be better. It's definitely good to be back up there getting ready for the season.
A lot of people talking about how under Doug Marrone it's high tempo, high energy, the practices. How different are the practices and workouts under the new coaching staff than maybe what it was last year?
With the offense that they want to put in, so the workouts are very different than what we'd have been doing. But, you know, it's nothing that's going to hurt you. It's only going to get you prepared and get you in shape and ready to go. So come on Sundays, you're not out there, you know, gassed, I guess you can say. So it's definitely been fun so far.
CJ Spiller joining us, of course, Clemson Tiger grad. He'll be Monday at W.T. Townsend Public School as part of the NFL's Great Play 60 program, and he's going to school with grade 4 student Ronan Freeborn. NFL draft next week. It's been a few years since you were drafted, but take us back a little bit. The Bills draft 8th overall this year. You were the 9th pick. What were the picks like leading up to you, and when did you get a sense you were going to Buffalo?
Kind of nerdy. You just kept hearing different things and stuff like that. And the funny thing is the Oakland Raiders was on the clock, and then my phone rang, but it was the 716, and I knew the area code just by looking it up, and I knew it was Buffalo. So once I heard, Coach Gailey and Mr. Nick, Coach Nix and Mr. Wilson and all them on the line, I knew it was a great time. But, I mean, it was a tremendous experience for me and my family. Both our first time ever being in New York City. So it's a day that you'll never forget.
We saw famously a few years ago where Aaron Rodgers had to sit there for hours until they called his name. How nervous were you, CJ, before you got the call and realized you were being taken in the top 10 by an NFL team?
I mean, the nerves are there, you know, because you don't know. It's out of your control. You have no control over that stuff, and you just praying that one team likes you, have faith in you with their pick. And lucky for me, it happened earlier rather than later. And I'm glad that this organization had faith in me with that 9th overall pick.
Buffalo Bills running back C.J. Spiller joining us on Brady and Lang. Now, how much do you know about Monday? You're meeting a grade 4 student. This has got to be the thrill of his lifetime, Ronan Freeborn. It sounds like you're riding in a limousine, and many grade 4 students don't get to do that. So this has got to be a pretty exciting moment for him, and you'll get to be part of it. You'll get to make a dream come true, really.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be very exciting. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting Roden and his family and also going to his school. And, you know, he's going to – and meeting his classmates and the principals and also doing the assemblies, taking questions and just – giving a little background of my history, you know, how I grew up and stuff like that. So it's definitely exciting. Then he's going to be the top dog, you know, I think, for the rest of the year, you know, because, like you said, nobody's not going to get the ride to school in the limo and all that stuff.
So not in Kitchener.
He's definitely going to be the top dog. So if any of those guys got any girlfriends, they better watch out. He's coming.
CJ, this is when you trade up and you start eyeing the grade 6 girls a little bit when you're in grade 4. I mean, that's a big step up, moving up a year or two. I mean, those girls, when you're in grade 4, those grade 6 girls look like they're 23 years old, man.
Yeah, they do. So he might have a couple older girls that might like him as well.